today, lucky enough to be joined by Hallie Crozier out of Regina, who just coming off a Regina High School girls win. Hallie, congratulations on that. And we'll hear more about that. But, you know, never really chatted with you before. I wanted to learn a little bit more about how you got into the game and kind of your junior to where you are now. Was it all at the Royal Regina, or how did it get started for you?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Yeah, my brother started off as a junior at the Royal Regina. So I started being a member there when I was 11 in their junior program just for fun because my whole family has golfed. And they told me it was something I needed to learn to do. So when the CP Women's Open came here at the Wascana, I got to spend some time with some of the pros, and I just got really interested in it.
So that definitely lit a fire. When did you start getting into the MJT and starting to get a little bit more competitive and working with a coach in that?
Yeah, so spring of 2020, I decided I wanted to try the MJTs and some other tournament play as well, mainly because I was looking for girls to golf with and improve my game. That's when I started getting like really serious about it, and that winter I started with Jeff Chambers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeff, obviously a great coach, has elevated a lot of games. So you've had some good results, but I think you've taken it to the next level now and spent a good amount of time down in Florida really trying to elevate your game, hey?
Yeah, well, actually, Florida happened in a whirlwind. August of 2021, we were kind of just looking for options for winter training that was maybe in some warm weather, and we called up Henry Brunton. I really liked his setup and their goals and all that, so I was planning to go down for 3 months. And after the 3 months, I ended up staying for 7 months, so that was nice. They took my whole swing apart pretty much, worked on my swing pass, got to do a lot of large field tournaments, which was nice, got some new clubs, definitely took my game to the next level.
Ah, absolutely. That's great. I mean, you put in a lot of work and it paid off. Again, I mentioned a small field, but, you know, someone's got to win, and you have the high school, Regina High School championship, you know, last week. You know, let's talk about that and how it feels to win that, because now it's etched in history.
Yeah, definitely a smaller field, but I went out there with a really positive attitude, knowing that it was 70-kilometer winds. So, yeah, just learning how to fight through that, definitely, and not giving up. That felt really nice that it worked out in my favor for not giving up and just kept going through it and got to take home the win.
Yeah, absolutely. I talked to Hunter as well yesterday in Nip when he said the wind and the weather was crazy, but it is, that leads into, you know, potentially it could be like that in July. We hope not.
Exactly.
The juniors are obviously at your home course. That's got to be the next big thing for you. You know, the goal would be to win, hey?
Yeah, definitely it is, yeah. It's a nice advantage having the junior provincials at the Royal for sure.
Some pressure, though, or no?
Maybe a little, just knowing that it's my home course. People may think I have an advantage, but I think everyone has, all the girls have a good chance at it, so it'll be a fun tournament for sure.
So, yeah, obviously placing your best in that is one of the goals, but there is Niagara a little bit later this year for the Canada Games.
Yes.
You're in the mix to go and represent Saskatchewan. How much of a focus is that for you?
Yeah, that's my main goal right now. I've just been practicing every day, trying to get my scores a little more consistent in tournaments and a bit lower. So just been practicing every day, giving it my all.
Yeah, and future goals is, you know, obviously you're investing a lot of time and money going down to Florida, and your parents are obviously, you know, committed to the next level. Is college golf the next level for you?
Yes, definitely. So I'm planning on taking a gap year this coming year, actually, and I'm going to head back down to Florida, work on my game a bit more, and hopefully sign to a college in the fall and then play some college golf.
Perfect. So is that logistically you're just graduating this year then?
Yeah, I am graduating this year.
Perfect. Anybody, any thanks to Hallie? You know, just, you know, you've had a lot of success, more to come, hopefully. Is there any thanks you just want to, you know, throw out there today?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to thank Jeff. He has definitely taken my game to the next level and just got the basics down with me and always working on new shots and stuff like that. And my coaches down south, Henry Brunton, Andrew Hammett and Rhonda Fleury, they definitely just made me fall in love with golf